The Nobel Prize. Nobel Prizes have been awarded annually since 1901 for achievements in physics, chemistry, physiology or medicine, literature, or for peace. It is considered the highest honour for people working in these fields to win a Nobel Prize. As well as the honour, each prize consists of a medal, a personal diploma, and a significant cash award of approximately 10 million Swedish krona, which is worth around 800,000 English pounds. Up until 1980, the Swedish medals, each weighing approximately 200 grams and with a diameter of 66 millimetres, were made of 23 carat gold. Since then, they have been made of 18 carat green gold, plated with 24 carat gold. The prizes are funded by money left in the will of the Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel, 1833 to 1896. The Nobel Prize is an international award administered by the Nobel Foundation in Stockholm in Sweden. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences is responsible for awarding the prizes in chemistry and physics. And in 1968, Swedbergers Riesbank established the Swedbergers Riesbank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. The festival day of the Nobel Foundation is on the 10th of December, the anniversary of the death of the testator. The majority of the Nobel Prize award ceremonies, including the one in chemistry, takes place at the Stockholm Concert Hall. Alfred Bernhard Nobel was born in Stockholm and developed an interest in chemistry from an early age. He was self-taught and never took any formal college or university exams. In 1863, he began work as a chemist for his father, investigating the liquid explosive nitroglycerine. This explosive is extremely unstable and can be detonated by the merest impact, making it difficult to transport safely. In 1864, Nobel's brother Emil and four others were killed by an accidental explosion of nitroglycerine. Despite this, Nobel continued to work with explosives and eventually developed a safe way to handle nitroglycerine by absorbing it onto a type of clay called Kieselguhr. This product was called dynamite and was much harder to ignite accidentally. It was used for blasting in quarries, road buildings, etc., although the Nobel Company also made military explosives. Dynamite and other new explosives made Nobel's fortune. And on the 27th of November, 1895, Nobel signed the famous will that stated that the majority of his estate, more than 31 million Swedish krona, which is worth around 140 million British pounds today, was to be converted into a fund and invested in safe securities. The foundation was to implement some of the goals to which he devoted so much of his life, and the income from the investments was to be distributed annually in the form of prizes to those who in the preceding year had conferred the greatest benefit on mankind. A great deal of care and effort goes into selecting the winners, which is why the prizes are so prestigious. More than 6,000 people are asked to nominate candidates. Nominators include previous Nobel laureates, members of the prize-awarding institutions themselves, scholars active in the relevant fields, and officials and members of various universities and learned academies. Several thousand people are involved in the committee's efforts to determine the originality and importance of each nominee's contributions, with outside experts frequently being called in upon the process. Prizes may be shared by up to three people, but are not usually awarded posthumously. From 1974, the statutes of the Nobel Foundation stipulated that prizes cannot be awarded posthumously unless death has occurred after the announcement of the Nobel Prize. This could explain why Maurice Wilkins rather than Rosalind Franklin shared the 1962 Physiology or Medicine Prize for discovering the structure of DNA with Watson and Crick. Maurice Wilkins studied X-ray diffraction patterns of DNA, which led to the structure of DNA being derived and also confirmed Watson-Crick's proposed structure. Rosalind Franklin, 1920 to 1958, however, was a British biophysicist and X-ray crystallographer who made critical contributions to the understanding of the fine molecular structure of DNA, RNA, viruses, coal, and graphite. In fact, Nobel Prizes are usually awarded several years after the work that they relate to has been completed. This is largely to allow time for the impact and importance to be assessed. For example, Watson and Crick published their work in 1953, but they were not awarded the prize until 9 years later. The first Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded in 1901 to Jacobus van 't Hoff of Holland for his work on osmosis, rates of reaction, and chemical equilibria. The 2011 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to Dan Shechtman for the discovery of quasicrystals. In fact, one of the elements of the periodic table has been named in honour of Alfred Nobel, element number 102, nobelium. Interestingly, many of the earlier Nobel Prizes in physics have some bearing on chemistry. For example, J.J. Thomson's 1906 prize was for the discovery of the electron, and Niels Bohr won the 1922 prize for his model of the atomic structure. Ernest Rutherford, however, was annoyed to find that his 1908 prize for his work on radioactivity was for chemistry, when he actually considered himself to be a physicist. There have been many multiple prize winners. Marie Curie is the only person to win prizes in both physics and chemistry. Frederick Sanger won two chemistry prizes, in 1958 for finding the structure of the protein insulin, and 1980 for the work of the base sequence of DNA. Linus Pauling won a chemistry prize in 1954 for research into chemical bonding, and also won the 1962 Peace Prize for his attempts to bring about the nuclear test ban. John Bardeen won two physics prizes, in 1956 for the discovery of the transistor, and in 1972 for the theory of superconductivity. No individual has won three prizes in any of the categories, although the Red Cross organisation has won three Peace Prizes. Overwhelmingly, the Science Nobel Prizes have gone to men, although the third ever Physics Prize was shared by Marie Curie. Only three Chemistry and two Physics Prizes have gone to women, two to Marie Curie and one to her daughter. This is probably a reflection of the fact that science was largely a male pursuit during the 20th century. Between 1901 and 2011, 40 Nobel Prizes and prizes in economic sciences were given to women. 509 were given to men. There are some interesting stories of when and where the Nobel Prize laureates received the magic call. Richard Ernst was on a flight from Moscow when the captain informed him that he had been awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. James A. Mills, who won the Economic Science Prize in 1996, asked politely for some proof when he received his call. Günter Grass, the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1999, was due at the dentist when the call came through from Stockholm. So you never know where you might be when you find out that you've won the Nobel Prize.